Are you, am I, as wonderful as we think we are? This is Dr. Herbert O'Reilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today. Are we really as beautiful as we think we are? Well, the answer, of course, is it depends. It depends on how beautiful do we think we are. Now, when we are really beautiful, when we are really fantastic, that's when we think about ourselves. And we think, oh, what a wonderful day. Oh, what a wonderful time. Oh, what wonderful people surround me. I feel just great. I feel like $1,000,000. I feel just like flying to the moon. Oh, my goodness. Every organ, action, function of my body feels great. I have no awareness of any organ, action, function of my body. I just feel like a total organism that's absolutely perfect, a total divine organism that's absolutely perfect. I feel just magnificent in every way, shape, and form. And as I walk along, as I'm doing right now on the meditation path, as I walk along, I feel just, oh, just filled with power and energy and vitality. I feel like there's no comparison. I cannot compare me to yesterday or today or in the past or anything. I'm just wonderful today. I just feel good right now. I just feel 100% right now. And I don't even feel that. It's just, I feel relaxed and I feel peaceful and I feel one. Now, should that be my criteria for determining how great I feel and what a great guy I am and what a great being I am, then I would say I'm right in there in the proper perspective. When I go about comparing my body, for instance, and I feel a little ache and I say, oops. No, I don't say oops. I say, I'm whole and perfect. When I feel a little unhappiness because of a relationship or because of somebody not doing the things that they might do that would have made me happy, I say, whoops, nobody can push my buttons. I don't say nobody can push my buttons, but I know that I push my own buttons. And I push the button that says, "Pook, so be it, let it be." I create around me beautiful experiences, beautiful people, beautiful circumstances. Always, when anything comes to my attention that says, hey, this is not really the way it could be, I say, it is the way it is. I create it that way. It's divine. I create the ideal. If I don't have the ideal in my mind, how are my stem cells ever going to have any role model to work with? If I don't have any ideal in my mind of who and what I am, how is any thought system in me going to fulfill it? It's just that simple. Now, the moment I start living my life as a comparison to myself in the past or myself even now, or if I compare myself to others, then I begin to have trouble. I begin to have difficulties, not because the difficulties are there, but because I have that moment created those difficulties. I have that moment created those thoughts that say everything is not the way I'd like it to be. And so long as I persist in saying that everything is not the way I'd like it to be, then everything continues to be not the way I like it to be. The more I lay my claim, the more I put my attention on my reality, on the beauty of myself, the beauty of my being, the beauty of my life, the beauty of all that is, the more I put my attention on it, the more I experience it. It's really just that simple. If I say to my family, I'm going to town, and the family says, have fun, and I get in the car, and it doesn't start, oh, come on now, let's not have this be the harbinger of what's to come. No way. Yeah. I get in the car, it doesn't want to start. I bless the car, whoops. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, all its paths are pleasantness. The way is open before me. And then I say, bless you, car, you're a wonderful car. We're gonna have a wonderful journey today. And then I turn the key And lo and behold, it functions. Now, it didn't function before because I had anxiety in my heart over whatever. But when I began to have peace, love, joy, when I began to feel harmonious, then everything in my life was harmonious. Everything in my life worked in that beautiful, wonderful pattern. Now, what is the beautiful, wonderful pattern that you have for yourself? What is the beautiful, wonderful pattern I have for myself? For this is the pattern that I will be reproducing, that I'll be bringing about in my life. Whatever it is I think about, whatever it is I have in my heart, in my attention, in my life, in my world, this is what I experience. I experience whatever it is that makes me happy. I experience whatever it is that fulfills me in every beautiful, dynamic, wonderful way. I enjoy whatever I have in my consciousness. For everything starts in my thought. Everything starts in my consciousness. Everything starts in me. No matter whether it's a world conflict, world limitations, world abundance, that's nice, world harmony, world joy, or just a giggly feeling within me that says, hey, life is okay, I'm enjoying myself. I think this is a wonderful world. And it all begins and ends right inside of me, right in my heart, right in my life, right where I am. Now, this day, I create me wonderful. I create me having a great day. I create me enjoying every single moment as though it were the most treasured the treasured object that I could ever put my attention on. And it is. And there's a song that we used to sing, and I think it's a good song. You might sing it again often. The heart is a garden where thought flowers grow. This is something that's really quite important. We've been singing that from childhood on. But have we really paid attention to what it said? Yes, we have. We have planted those concepts in our mind. And those concepts are in our mind. Those concepts are concepts that we are living our lives by right now. And we don't even know it. So, today, my dear friends, my wonderful, wonderful beloved, till your thought garden, till your heart, nurture your heart. Nurture, and isn't that a nice idea too? Nurture your heart with loving thoughts, with thought flowers that you would enjoy seeing in your world. And they send the scent of their goodness or wholeness or perfection throughout all of your, my universe. It's wonderful, isn't it? Have a good day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.